Balj Sutopondruf, El Pandru Kuperna, Divine Guidance, Ifo Sondrufu, Alokuisifayan Lan, Darwan, Yufu Pandru Su.
Patricia McNair, your host of Divine Guidance with Patricia. If you are bursting to embrace and strengthen your connection to your divine guidance, your whole being, this is the show for you. Join me the first and third Wednesday of the month at 9 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Are you ready to discover the amazing gift of the universe that is you? On Divine Guidance with Patricia, Spirit and I will trigger you to embrace and validate the light that you are. On my show, I will bring you thought-provoking, inspiring messages designed to ignite a spark of spiritual awareness, the first step to becoming a whole being. Join me on Divine Guidance with Patricia and discover your gifts and awaken your true sense of self to embrace and empower your spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. Divine Guidance with Patricia starts now. Hi, everyone. Welcome to Divine Guidance with Patricia. Wow, a lot's going on in the world today, and I'm sure you're either hanging on to the kite above you or sinking your feet into the mud so you can stay grounded. I want to just let you know, like I do at most shows, if you would like to be a guest on Divine Guidance with Patricia, go to my website, connect@divineguidance.org. You'll see a tab that is shows and events, and there's a form on there that you can fill out to be a guest on my show. If you'd like me to have you on your podcast, there's also a place on there for you to request me to come on to your show. And if you would like me to sponsor or promote anything that you have going, that you are needing to have a little bit of a platform, contact me. I'm always excited to hear new things and to promote them. So I'm telling you what, I am so excited for this show today. I'm just holding on to my rock. Today I'm bringing forward a very intimate part of my whole being. I'm bringing forward my wonderful friend, my best friend, my confidant, my critic, and my consultant. This being was brought to me, no doubt, by Creator himself, and he has chosen to walk with me as my partner in life. And we work both physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, sometimes firecracking at each other, but we're good. So I want to introduce to you Patrick McNair, my husband. Hi, darling.
Hi, how are we doing?
We're doing good. Everybody. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Hello, everybody listening and around the world, wherever you may be.
You might have to speak up just a little bit, darling. It's a little bit low. Okay. I want to give you a couple minutes. Other than my husband, which is pretty unique, can you tell our audience a little bit about Patrick McNair himself?
Okay. That's, well, I'm an Aussie. I guess you can all tell by the accent. Who's ended up living in Canada and North America for the last 23 years, perhaps 24 years. I left Australia in 99 to follow what I saw as my spiritual path. I was just virtually looking to find out what was going on and what my part in it was. And I knew a little bit, but I didn't have any idea what life and the Creator and the universe had in store for me. I think if I had have known, I probably wouldn't have left. But looking back on it, in some way, it would have probably scared me. But it turned out really, really good when you have the retrospect to look back on it. You can see that the wisdom of the Creator and the universe and just how things pan out. But for me, it was at the time, it was just a fireball. As soon as I decided to leave Australia, it was just like being thrown out of the frying pan into the fire, in a sense. But it's what I really needed as a person, because I was very serious back in around 97, 96 about being spiritual. And I really hadn't been most of my life. I'd been religious, I guess you could say, because I was brought up in a Catholic home and went to Catholic school. And but I wasn't really spiritual, and I got to the stage where I kind of wanted to know more. And that started me off when I decided to leave Australia and come to North America. I guess at the time, I probably wouldn't have put it this way, but to find out who I was and what my part was in this grand plan and this grand scheme of thing. I remember sitting there thinking, I don't even know whether I've told Patricia this. Years ago, I used to watch a show called Tales of the Gold Monkey. It was about a guy who flew a flying boat around the islands and discovered things and got into all sorts of situations. It was like an adventure show, just, you know. And I thought to myself one day, there's no more mysteries left. The whole world's been discovered. What's going on here? And I felt really disappointed. If I had known what was in store for me in the next 25 years, it proved me completely wrong. I found out a little bit more, and it's been and still is quite a journey.
You're
so
amazing. You're amazing. I'm a little biased, folks, but he is truly, truly a divine, amazing being. Now, how we met up, and we won't go into a lot of personal details, but I remember I was bopping around the United States following hawks and not knowing where I was going, why I was there, but just knew that I'd had enough of life. And I had enough of not being loved or not being able to love. And I remember telling Creator that I'd rather be alone. I'd rather just see what my journey was in this lifetime by myself, because it was hard to love, and that I needed real love in order to fully be who I am on this planet. And I was tired of not being able to be all that I am because of the love factor. And I was bopping around and talking to this Blue Lynx on Pal Talk, and just, we had a very strong spiritual connection for about a year and a half. Didn't even know our own real names. Just talked about spirit and life and Creator and things. There was nothing truly personal about us other than spirit. So we basically met on the soul first and communicated for about a year and a half, and then broke off communication. And I was like, I don't want no man in my life. I don't need anything unless bring the right person forward. I only want the right person. And it ended up to be you, Patrick. And I had no idea until you asked me my name. And I said, I'm Patricia. And you started laughing at me. And I thought, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong with Patricia. What are you going on? He goes, woman, I'm Patrick. And that's where, for me, it started to really click in. And as we talked a little bit more, we discovered some similar things happened here in Canada to me that happened to you in Australia, even though you're almost 10 years older than me. So all the recognitions, and we still have them today, folks. Like, we'll still talk about something and go, oh, wow, you know, that happened. So here we are. I'm going to give you a couple of minutes to share your experience of meeting up with me and how that felt and transpired for you, just so the folks at home can see. A lot of talk out there about, oh, your soulmate, when you meet them, everything's fine, everything's great. Let's tell them the truth, love, hey?
Well, we'll tell them our truth. Everybody's okay. Got their own truth. I guess that's the best way. Is that sound okay?
Sounds good.
Yeah. Like Patricia, in my own way, getting into spirituality for me, when I first looked at it, I thought, oh, I think I'm different. I don't know. But I thought, well, I'm going to be spiritual. I've got to find out what type of spiritual really grabs me. And I didn't know. I'd never really thought about it before that. And by the time I'd met Patricia, I was very spiritual. I'd found the start of my little journey, and I was very strong with it. And the Native American was the thing that took me out of, let's say, the physical world into the spiritual world, where I really thought seriously about it. And that included Native American teaching. So I had the internet, and I had my own spirit too, and what I thought was going on. And so I did a lot of reading, and I did a lot of researching. I said, yeah. And I looked at everything that was around at the time, you know, Wiccan and all sorts of things, because the religion thing, although I'm not against it at all, I think it's good to believe in something. That's very, very important. But the religious side of it hadn't got me into the spiritual side, and I wanted to understand that. And I knew really nothing about it. So the Native American, once I read that, I knew that was where I was to go. And I thought that would be it, and I would just be in that way. The universe had different ideas about that, but you've got to start the road somewhere. And that's what I did. And I was kind of like a sponge. I just wanted to know everything. And I was reading things and trying things and thinking about things in my own way. So it was very much a Native American path, I guess you could say, that got Patrick back into being spiritual and thinking spiritually. And it did, it made that connection. And that involved the teachings, you know, sun dances, animal spirits, all sorts of things like that. And I'd found what was to take me back to my original design, I guess you could say. And I was right into it, and I was really, really serious about it, very, very serious about it. And Tricia was as well. So I don't never do anything by half measures. If I do something, I do it. So and that's the way I felt about spiritual. And it was a completely different experience to a religious experience for me. So that's really how Patricia and I met. Online in spiritual rooms and things like that. And again, in retrospect, looking back on it, we weren't brought together, we were thrown together. Just like it was, boom, here you go. And how do I explain it? Okay, it was accelerated so incredibly. I don't know whether you agree with me on that, but looking back on it, it was just an acceleration. Things just went boom, 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 so fast. I found myself, I can't speak for Patricia, just trying to catch up. And Spirit Creator and Universe had a plan for us that we had to find minute by minute and second by second. And really, it's still the same today, in a sense. And they had their ideas about where it was going, and we just had to find that, you know, as we moved through life day by day, second by second. But it came together as a quickening, very much so. And you could tell that by the way that things outside of our control were happening, if you looked at it both physically and spiritually. So we were both looking at things not just with physical eyes, we were looking at things with spiritual eyes. So it gives you, for us, a better understanding of the deeper aspect of what is happening.
I love that. And so that's how we crashity bang. We couldn't write this. But, you know, there are certain things that you get triggered by that you have a knowing, you have an energy. And knowing that he was Patrick and I was Patricia and I was from Nova Scotia and he was from Melbourne, and Nova Scotia and Melbourne are twins geographically. There's just so much that we had a knowing, and we knew that we knew each other. Not in the physical realm, but in the etheric realm. We're very comfortable soul to soul, and really had a deep trust on the soul level, even though our personalities gave us a little goer here and there. So we'll continue this right after our first break, and we'll get into more of Patrick and Patricia, where we came from and where we are today. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts on Transformation Talk Radio.
Designing Purpose, your guide to finding and pursuing the career you were meant for, with me, your host, Brooke Kretz, airing every second and fourth Thursday at 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Time. What if it were possible to leave the job you hate and pursue the career venture you were meant for while still earning the income you need? If you are curious about how I can support you, visit www.thepurposefulpractice.com.
Does your life often feel like an emotional tsunami where rogue waves crash down on you, leaving you feeling hopeless and wondering if it will ever end? Do you wish to awaken the dormant strength inside of you? Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Start today by scheduling a complimentary consultation with Martinet. Dive into your healing journey and begin to see your life in a new light. Visit martinetemmons.com and make your appointment today.
Living a life by design. It's the journey back to you and living 365 days of purpose with host Esther Graham. Tune in every second and fourth Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific. Discover that what is possible is already in you. God designed a phenomenal life for you. At Living a Life by Design, Esther helps you ignite the energy behind your personal journey. For more information, visit fddwomen.com.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia and Patrick today. This is an awesome show. I'm so excited. I'm humbled. And I'm just, I don't know how to explain it. My heart is bursting and my soul is beaming because my very best friend is here with me today. And I'm so happy. I'm always happy when you're there. So we were back to the part that no one could have written this. We were kind of thrown together. You know, when you look at it, when I was about 14 or 15, I was up to the shore here, sitting, and I was crying because I felt this young boy across the water with curly hair was in a wheelchair, and I wrote a letter to him while I was sitting at the shore saying that somehow, some way, we will be together. We would do what we needed to do. We would love the world. Unbeknownst to me at the same time, what was going on for you, Pat?
At that time?
Yes. You didn't end up in a wheelchair, but I saw that wheelchair.
I actually did end up in a wheelchair for a short while, but it wasn't long. I was right into dirt bikes, motorcycle racing, and all that sort of thing. And I wasn't too bad at it, I guess, but it does come with its complications of broken legs and bones, and because we don't always stay upright. So, yeah, I was right into dirt bikes from when I was pretty young. And I grew up in the country. I started off growing up in the country, but the city grew around me. It was all dairy cattle when I was a kid. So, and the suburbs and that grew up around me. But we had dirt bikes, and cars and four-wheel drives and all that sort of stuff. But for me, mainly it was dirt bikes. And with that, there was quite a few accidents. So I guess that's what you would pick up on. I knocked myself around, spent a fair bit of time in hospital recovering from accidents and stuff like that. So I guess that's where you were picking it up from.
So I remember having the conversation years ago when we first got together, that was around the same time that I wrote the letter, that you had had a major accident and the doctor said you weren't going to walk again, but thankfully you did. So I just wanted to point out that there are things that we don't know. We didn't realize, but once we got together and started sharing some of the stuff that happened in our lives, that they match up at the same time.
Yeah.
And
there was a lot of synchronous things that happened.
Yeah. And then there was another time where we both actually died for a few minutes the same time. I have a recollection of an energy from my soul going to someone else and me receiving energy from another person's soul. And it was love. It was just love.
That was another motorcycle accident, actually. That was probably the worst one that I had. Hitting a rock wall at 70 miles an hour on a brand new bike on the road doesn't really do you much good, which ended me up in hospital. And yeah, so we didn't work it out till years later, just in conversations, that the timing happened right at the same time. So there was a lot of incredible synchronous things that make you go, wow, you know. And to me, it was just showing me how the universe works in a different way other than what I was used to. And because, you know, if you're listening, the universe is, there's signs for everybody in their own way that it will make you go, hey, there's something going on. You know, there's something really going on. And that was like an awakening for me when I decided that I wanted to understand what spiritual was. And if you pay attention and you get serious about what's happening, there's all sorts of signs for everybody, not just for the ones who have done it and are comfortable with it, but for anybody who's willing to put the time in and go, hey, there's something else going on. And it happens for everybody at their own time, you know, whenever it's supposed to happen. I believe firmly that I had the want to find out about spiritual and what it meant to me. But when the universe decides that it's time, really, you can push back on it, but it doesn't really help very much. It makes it a very difficult time. And I was all for it. So, and even then, there's a lot of surprises on the way, because what you absolutely think or believe, how things are and how they will be, is sometimes correct, and a lot of times it's completely the opposite. That's what I've found anyway, where you think, yep, that's where that's going, and no, it's not. So you learn to let go and let the universe and creator have their say, because really that's the best way to do it. Doesn't put you in great positions sometimes. It certainly challenges and pulls you out of your comfort zone. And that's probably the biggest thing that I had a hard time with, was when you decide to look into things a little bit more deeply, you will be pushed outside your comfort zone. And it really is a good thing. It's not comfortable. At least it wasn't for me, and it still isn't in some ways. But if you just go the extra yard and go, there's something in this, you will be pushed outside your comfort zone for good reasons. It's not punishment, generally, I don't think. It's growth. Really, that's what it is to me. I don't always even see it that way myself when it's happening, to be quite honest. When you sit there and think about it, you go, yeah, come on. You know, you get the result from experience and you go, yeah, okay, I can see where this is going. This is the same scenario planned out again in a different way. So, okay, let's see what happens.
So let's take a look at, since he said about being uncomfortable and stuff, let's take a look at the fact that, you know, it's been my experience over so much last 20, 30 years. We haven't really come across other couples that are, we do. Rita and Phil are another good example of husband and wife working together in their spirituality and their physicality. So, however, at the same token, I did have this understanding that, oh, wow, Creator has sent me Pat. Oh, wow, life is going to be perfect now. Everything's going to be great. He's my soulmate. We're never going to fight. We're never going to argue. We're just going to be so in love. La-ti-da. Well, when Creator hooks you up with your spiritual or your soulmate, and I don't even like that word, but I'll put it out there. Look out. Look out. Seriously, look out. It's not all love and light. If it's love and light, you ain't doing it right. That's my t-shirt for 2024. So we're both very strong personalities. We're very much alphas. We're very much confident in our own gifts in our own right. And so to put firecracker with firecracker together, you know, it wasn't always pretty. There were some energetic exchanges.
Personalities.
Personalities. I remember one time we had a fight when we were in Oklahoma and I went my way up the hill or down the hill and you went your way up the hill. And I heard, do not escalate this. And I believe you got a similar message. So we walked back in and we looked at each other going, did you hear what I hear? Yeah. Did you hear what I heard? Yeah. Okay. So we have to keep our energetics in line when we have a personal disagreement, right? Do you remember that?
Yeah, I think that's, yeah, that's good not to escalate. And it should be the same for any marriage with any couple. But there was, was many times when we had to bite my lip. There's a few times when I did.
Yes.
But well, yeah, it's we bounced off each other a bit.
Yeah, and what we learned over the years, even though we didn't like it much at times, is number one, we were triggering each other in our strengths and weaknesses, right? We were assisting each other to clear, to release, to heal, to grow. And to, you know, you have showed me more of myself than anybody on the whole planet ever has, Pat. You have accepted me for who I am and helped guide me through my not knowing my own gifts and my own abilities, my own personality, my own strengths and weaknesses. You've been solid in that and strong enough to stand up to me when I needed it. Because a lot of times, when you go through abuse and trauma, you get really, really gnarly because you're afraid. So you helped me see those fears and grow through them. And you stuck around to get to know me better. And for that, I'll always be grateful to you.
Well, and that's a good lead in because I see we've got a break coming up. And I'll go into that after the break.
And I'll
continue on to that with my story of how it was for me. Okay, so that's a good lead-in because I really did want to mention what I'm going to mention because I don't know whether you have on your shows. It's so we'll see where that takes us.
The mystery.
And I could say the same for you too because you helped me in my way. It's just like a conjugate thing, you know. You help me, I help you.
We'll hear from Pat and his side right after this message. Thank you.
Thank you.
You have one life to live. You want to spend it doing something you enjoy and that has meaning. If you're listening to this, then you're among the many who feel that the work they're doing is no longer a fit. My comprehensive coaching will support you and help you figure it out. I've coached hundreds of people through career transition. So visit my website today to book a free call, www.reinventing-u.com, when what you do matches who you are.
You've been listening, but are you watching? Tune in to your favorite shows on the Transformation Talk Radio Facebook page. We stream live video podcasts every day, and we love to hear from you. Leave comments and questions for the host to address live, on the air, and get to know the faces behind the voices you love. Just go to Facebook and search for Transformation Talk Radio.
Yeah, yippee skippy to that, baby.
Imagine if you were truly flourishing, how would your financial expansion impact the world? Author of Money Come Dance With Me, Gail West, is an internationally known speaker, creative catalyst, and business intuitive at Success with Soul. Work with Gail to create a new relationship with money as your friend. Link the soul of your business to the business of your soul with programs like Sacred Money Mastery, Akashic Records of the Soul, and more. To receive a healing money meditation, go to successwithsoul.com today.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Welcome back to Divine Guidance with Patricia and Patrick. I'm going to give it over to Patrick. He had something he wanted to share of his side. Let's go, love.
Well, we're talking about how I got into my spiritual path and whatnot, and how things eventuated for me. But as the usual ways, especially when we were brought together, things seem to happen super fast, and they did. You and I both know that. Everybody else probably doesn't, but if we could just put that out there, what happened? I was very comfortable with the way spirituality was with me, with the Native American. It was like I'd been one before, and I know I have, because I have a little bit of an understanding about past stuff, but it felt very comfortable for me, and I was in a comfort zone with Native American spirituality. And I was into anything Native, like Native Australian Aboriginals. Patricia and I spent 6 months living with traditional Native Aboriginal Australians in the desert. And so we've had a little bit to do with Native. And that was very much part of our format, you know, original peoples who had been closer to earth and closer to things. So I had a pretty comfortable fit with Native American. But what was to take place in the next few months, back in around 2001, was another speed up of what I would call the spiritual path. You know, I was used to dealing with animal spirits. I had a different animal spirit purring in my ears, and there was all sorts of things happening for me. And I was really comfortable with it. But what, I don't know whether Patricia's mentioned this on her show or not, but Patricia is a born seer. She was born seeing spirit and communicating with spirit. And what happened with someone that Patricia met online, we were thrown together with one more person, Miss Karen from Oklahoma. And our spiritual path was about to take a big turn, a huge turn, from the comfort zone of Native Australian, Aboriginal, Native American, Native, whatever traditional understandings were. We got thrown into what we call earthwork. But I got thrown into earthwork, what we call earthwork, with two born seers. They were both seers, and I was not. I was very spiritual, and I got my messages, and I got my things away. But the step up from spiritual into a seer is just like there's a universal gap, at least in my understanding, especially with communication. So here I am, feeling very comfortable with where I was spiritually and my understanding of it, being thrown in with Patricia, who was my partner, and I'd lived with that day to day. But then it went into what we call earthwork, which basically means working with the planet and the consciousness of the planet, all of it, as we were guided by request, if I remember rightly, they used to put it. And so I'm sitting back as someone who's not a seer, working with two seers, working with the planet. So, and I can understand if no one believes that. If you go, oh, come on, that sounds like it's a little bit far-fetched, because I felt exactly the same way at that time. I know what it was. I went through that and thinking, you were talking to what? They're saying what? You're talking to the stones. The stones are saying what? But my first gift that I was given that I really remember very well, and I remember when it happened, was I was given faith and trust, so I was given what I needed to get me through it, although my brain would be going, is this really happening? Yes, it is happening, so go with it. And so I had to constantly, it was like I was running to catch up. So I just wanted to say that I went from a comfort zone of native spirituality to working with a planet and the consciousness of the planet, meaning deities, and whoever would come forward to say, if you wouldn't mind, and they'd request it. It was done so lovingly. And so we started working with stones and this and that and the other. And Patricia and Karen would be having this big old conversation about what was going on. I'd say, and I was just getting the feed, saying, okay, no problem, let's do it. So I want everyone to understand that it was very difficult for me, Don, because it was like me being blind and deaf whilst being required to do the work. So it really tested my belief system. And that was another life lesson I guess I had to go through, to use the faith and trust. And eventually I started to get it myself. But it was a transition that didn't happen overnight. But it did happen over time, and I'm quite comfortable with it. But I wasn't at the time. I was having trouble believing what I was hearing. And then I started seeing things happen, and then you get validation of it. So the reason why I said that is not to talk about myself, because the main reason why I said, maybe someone will see this, and it'll help them through what's going on and what's transitioning in the world, because this is ongoing and it ain't going to stop. It's going to keep on happening until it's done, whenever that may be. So perhaps that might help someone who went through it or is going through it the way I did. Even though I was very spiritual, I'd get spiritual messages. I could hear animal spirits doing all sorts of things. But when it happens on a greater level, maybe that'll help someone. Someday when they're going through with it, having a hard time thinking, is this really happening? Most probably it is really happening, so allow it. Keep an open mind to anything that maybe otherworldly going on. I just wanted to say that.
Thanks, love. That was very interesting times. I met my soulmate. Everything was complicated. let's just say complicated. And
confusing.
then I'd been working with somebody online who was involved with Miss Karen, told me to call Miss Karen. We called Miss Karen, and the knowing that some of the beings that I have been communicating with all my life were part of Mother Earth and her consciousness, that blew my mind. It was like, wow, I know who you are now. And so the humbling to know that you're actually living a life in form, and you're bringing forward divinities for all consciousness upon the planet. Everyone is, whether they're conscious of it or not. And that's why I always say, if everyone could see, who could hear? So when you meet up with your soul partner, or you meet up with the person that you're working with on a soul way as well as a physical, if you both had the same gifts, well, not a lot outside of yourselves would be discovered or recovered. So having this beautiful partner beside me that couldn't see, but is a very high-end energy worker, and had been given the faith and trust. Now, he makes it sound like he agreed all the time and everything was nice. No, we didn't agree on a lot of things. I remember a few times I say, Pat, we have to pick up the wands, pick up the business. We got to go here. And he go, what? No. And then he'd realize the more he didn't want to do it, the more it was supposed to be done. So now he'll lead the way. Say, you know, I'm getting this, hon. And, you know, when I get something, it's strong. So it's taken us a while, but we come through getting to know our whole being together, which has been so amazing, because I know that I have somebody beside me that I can trust with my whole heart and soul. And I mean that literally. And he knows that he has the same here. So that is an unbreakable gift, an unbreakable way of living and knowing and being. And it just enables you, like me, to be who I am, enables him to be who he is. So we never take away anything from each other or ourselves to be together and do and live the way we do. We're going to have to do a second show on this because we're almost out of time, Pat. So maybe that's what we'll do. We'll bring you back for a second show too. We're coming up to the 5-minute mark, I think. And one thing that I really would like to do, if you're on board with it, is I would like to do a prayer for Mother Earth and everything upon her. If we could, just a quick divine prayer, and let our voices join out in the etheric. You up for that? Okay. You want to go or you want me to?
You can lead it.
Okay. As I stand before you, Creator, the oneness of all that is, I stand in pure bliss and joy to share this time and space with my beloved Patrick. I thank you, Creator, for the gift that he is in my life each and every day. I call forward divine love to inundate and encompass this whole planet on every level of plane and dimension, and every consciousness upon her, around her, within her, and beside her. I call forward divine love now. So be.
Beautiful. Thank you, Dan. As I stand before you, Creator, and with all here upon this sacred Mother Earth, I ask by divine request the angels of unity and the angels of the divinities to bring forward the divinities to this earth plane, to rain down upon the green grass of this earth the divine energies and the divine fields of unity and divinity for all here on this planet. Let everybody know from their heart and their soul to their physical being the meaning of unity, to work together through these times. So be it.
So be it. Thank you, love. So I don't think we're going to take a break at the end. I think we're just going to continue. And Sierra, if you can let us know how much time we have left. Don't want to get into anything too deep because we don't have a lot. An hour goes by fast. Oh, we've got 12 minutes. Yay. All right. Let's go to how we have managed and blended our respect and our love for each other with our gifts, because that's a heck of a mix, right? How we've maintained and been able to do that in the last 20 some years, Pat, if you would like to give your take on it so that others can know how to do this. Well, at least have our experience to go by.
I can only give it the way I see it.
Yeah.
But the one way that I found it worked for me is be conscious that we've all had belief systems placed within our beings, which I'm not against belief systems. They're the things that lead you up to the ladder of knowing. But be prepared to be open, to let go of a belief system that you've held on so tightly. And that's really, for me, that was letting go of belief systems that you've held so close to you. And belief systems are wonderful things. They definitely lead to the ladder of knowing. There's no doubt about it. It gives you something to hold on to. You've got to have that. But stay open enough within your own being or your own mind or heart or soul or whichever way you see it, into taking a good look at a belief system that you can let go of and go, well, boy, I've held on to that. And they can be entrenched in our minds in good and not so good ways, you know, and it's all done by our own selves in a sense. But I would just say stay open to letting a belief system you've held on to for most of your life, to letting it go, because what it gets replaced with is knowing. And with knowing, you know, knowing's to me, and I guess I could talk to Patricia and say she would agree, it's not just a word. It is an energy that rides on the energy of truth. And when you receive it, there is no doubt. There's no why or how come. There's no why. It's just known, and it's a fact. And I think we've all, if you look back in your lives, you'll see where you've had that happen to you in a small way. I mean, it'd be great if it happened every minute of the day. It doesn't, but I think one day it will. But just be prepared to stay open with your own self and go, geez, I believe that for such a longest time. Thank it. If it's time to let it go, let it go, and it will be replaced by something. So that's what I would say for me, which was letting go of things that I'd held on to for a long time. That was time to go. And sometimes it's not so easy to do, but it's doable, definitely doable.
Yeah, I would totally agree with all of that. I would also say, keep the melting pot cool. In other words, be your sovereign soul. Be your sovereign self. And don't try to please the person you're with in order to have that relationship, but to honor the person you're with and honor your own sovereign being. Because in working with your soulmate, there's so much that comes up. Like I said before, you trigger each other so that you can let go, you can heal, you can strengths and weaknesses come up. You may find that some of your strengths are actually your weaknesses, and some of your weaknesses are actually your strengths. And it's going to come around, and it's going to turn around in reversal on you. The more you get to know who you truly are and who you truly walk beside. I know this being sitting here on the show with me is somebody that I will always cherish lifetime after lifetime. And I have cherished lifetime after lifetime. And I accept him for him. And not only have I seen his growth, but each step of his growth triggers my growth as well. So when you're working in unity to be the best that you can be for your own being and for the person you walk beside, it automatically happens. Things get triggered. Things happen quicker when there's love. And I truly, truly am grateful to the Creator for this man. But I will not give up my own being for even him. And he will not give up his being for me. The one thing that we did, I remember Pat asking me when we early, before we fully got together, what do you think could ever break us up if we got together? And I said, us. There's nothing outside of our being that can determine a breakup in our relationship other than you or me, because they won't have that power. And trust me, there's been a lot of things come at us. Hey, my love. But we've stood hold because it's not anyone else's decision outside of us. It's our decision. So if something happened between Pat and I, it would be either Pat or I that decided that. Nothing outside. So if you're in a relationship, people don't quite understand what it is. They don't have to. It's none of their business, right? That relationship is your responsibility and your choice. No one else's. What do you think of that, love?
Well, I agree. It's definitely a responsibility to do that. You know, it's a challenge for all of us. We're all here for a reason. To know that reason, that's what really pushed me. I thought, I want to know why I'm here. I mean, all the stuff that I've thought about, it's not enough for me to know. It doesn't tell me why I'm really here. I want to know who I am and why I'm here. And boy, when you ask for that, spirit and the universe says, okay, here it comes. Get ready. Shotgun time. That's the way it happened with me. I know that. All you can do is say the words and it's like someone opens a gate and goes, boom, okay, here you go. So if you're ready for it, ask for it and it'll come. I promise you it'll come. It'll probably come anyway, but it'll come a lot quicker if you say that.
Yes.
And everyone's got their purpose. You know, Patricia and I, and this is not to put ourselves out there because I'm not into that. I just want to come do my work and get it done. But not everyone's here to do earth work, work with the earth and work with grids in the way we are. They're here to do their part. Creator's got a lot of different jobs out there. And it's like a network of, you know, Fred does this, Patrick and Patricia does this, Jack does that, right? Find out who you are and why you're here. And the challenge will be to go and do it, because that's where the challenges will come up. And there's a lot of parts to the divine plan, the bigger picture, that only the Creator knows. So if we're really serious about why we're here, or wanting to know why we're here, to go and complete that. Because we can, the whole unification thing could do with everyone putting in their little bit, right? The network working out. And it's self-gratifying. It makes you feel good about what you do, but it also makes everything feel better, in my opinion. So go find out who you are if you want and why you're here. And go outside and yell it out off the porch. Believe me, it'll bring it in quicker. That's my opinion. I've done it, and yeah, it comes back pretty quick, like an echo sometimes. That would be my, for anyone who really wants to know, and be prepared for things you're not prepared for. Be prepared to be open, because there's so much more out there than what we all know. You know, we're learning stuff and remembering stuff all the time. We go, oh, wow.
The views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We're all in oneness, and in oneness we are all. That's my biggest message that I give. I'm going to give Pat the last couple minutes to share what, 1 minute, share what he wants, and we'll see you next time on Divine Guidance with Patricia.
Thank Thank you for listening to Divine Guidance with Patricia on TransformationTalkRadio.com with me, Patricia McNair. Tune in next time to explore more challenges that can help you achieve your whole being. I know we are all capable of truly being whole, and with a little empowerment, anyone can access an entire universe of knowing that is just waiting to be explored. For more information about me and my services, visit divineguidance.earth. That's divineguidance.earth. See you next time, where together we focus on solutions for the whole being.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.